The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service released a draft of its new management plan for the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge today. Expectations that the draft comprehensive conservation plan would establish that the federal agency will formally consider wilderness status for the Arctic coastal plain are not entirely accurate, according to Fish and Wildlife Service spokesman Bruce Woods.
This draft plan grew out of our work since last April, and what it does is put forward seven alternatives that, if chosen, would guide the management of the refuge going forward. Two of those alternatives do not propose the designation of any new wilderness. We did not, at this stage, select a preferred alternative.
The plan was published in the Federal Register today. Its appearance opens up a period of public comment on the plan.
And now we go into another 90-day public comment period, after which we will go back to work, and we hope to, by the end of next year, come up with a record of decision in which we will propose one of the alternatives.
Woods says none of the seven alternatives has been selected yet. Congress must approve any decision on a final designation, he says. Nicole Whittington Evans, Alaska Regional Director for the Wilderness Society in Anchorage, says ANWR is the first of all the wildlife refuges in the state to receive a revised comprehensive conservation plan, which includes wilderness reviews. Senator Mark Begich called the idea, quote, a waste of time and money. Senator Lisa Murkowski said the administration lacks authority to conduct wilderness reviews in Alaska without congressional approval. The draft plan reviews the condition of the lands not currently designated as wilderness for suitability for a recommendation as future designated wilderness. Whittington Evans says the draft suggests that there is suitable wilderness in ANWR. The plan can be reviewed at the Fish and Wildlife Service's website, www.arctic.fws.gov. Public comment on the plan will be taken until November 15th.